Peace, peace, everyone. Hope you are doing well. Wanted to hop on here yet again to continue the conversation we started in the last episode about the difference between so-called human rights and the rights of humanity. I continue to read the piece which I suggested from the Alliance for Global Justice on the human rights condition of the United States in 2023. Come to find out, this is not the first such report that they've done. There's another one from last year, and I'm assuming from previous years as well. The methodology essentially is a collection of articles, writings, and interviews from not only people in the United States, but international observers who speak on different parts of and different conditions of the human rights of oppressed people in the United States, especially of Black Americans, of Africans. It also especially speaks of the genocide of indigenous peoples and the fact that the actual establishment of the United States is through a process of settler colonialism. But before I get ahead of myself, let me introduce myself. My name is Josh. I use she, her pronouns. I am the host of the show you are listening to, which is In Defense of Liberation, a show that is working towards and educating about true people's liberation movements and revolution. Just to kind of continue this conversation, I just wanted to mention the state of affairs within the United States, and especially the situation for Africans, for immigrants, for indigenous peoples, and for other oppressed communities like the LGBTQIA+ community, for women, etc. And when we look at the documentation, what is very clear is that there has been a rise in the violence committed against oppressed people here in what is so-called the most free land of the world. And this is, you know, of course, natural, because how has this nation spread freedom and democracy around the world? It has not been through revolutionary organizing of the masses. It's not been building popular councils. It's not been by advocating political power for the most oppressed, but it's been through invasion, infiltration, intimidation, military occupation, and it's also been through other means as of late that are more psychological, through social media, through the nonprofit industrial complex, through propaganda in general and international media, and especially through politics and the way in which politicians and elected officials, especially of a capitalist system, tend to be like wizards and, wordsmiths in their destruction of clear, concise communication for the purpose of making it even that much harder for the average person to understand the world around them and therein what needs to be done about it. So, of course, we know that in the United States, one of the most clear signs of the lack of human rights is the actual foundation of the United States itself. Through settler colonialism, a process by which European colonists came to the United States and actually made it the United States, came to Turtle Island, came to North America, to the Caribbean, and to the Americans, or the Americas, throughout the entire continents. And through enslavement, depopulation, and theft of land, of resources, it was systematically developed to a point where the indigenous peoples of this land, of these lands, were almost, not entirely, but almost wiped from the face of the earth. 95% of the indigenous population of North America was genocided, was murdered. And then to replace the population, which they had just wiped from the face of the earth, the European colonists went to Africa, went to Asia, and attempted to do the same thing to these continents, but in learning from their mistakes, did it in a way where they could at the very least get as much labor and as much free resources, get as much control over land around the world before they killed these populations. From that point forward, we must understand that the situation today, where last year more than 7,000 hate crimes were reported by the FBI, which of course we know is a lowball number, but is more than ever reported in the last 20 years. We also know that from 2008 forward, with the election of Barack Obama, a lot of the contentious attitudes, racism, and continued values of settler colonialism were brought back into the fore from the small, segregated hiding places that they had fallen into for a brief period. Now, once again, the far right, the extreme religious cults and the racist settler colonist behaviors, violence, riots, etc., is back into high gear. And now, with figures like Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump, and others, Joshua Hawley is another one for folks to check out and learn about. We know that it is high time that the revolutionaries, the progressives, and the masses of people in the United States recognize that something has to be done about this. It is not enough to simply recognize the clear contradictions in society. One must actually do something about it, because otherwise you're just kind of like a bystander, right? Especially if you're conscious of these problems. So what we need to do is look to organizations, look to developing our own groups and community activities, building relationships with our neighbors, building unions with our coworkers, developing stronger ties in the regions that we belong to, coordinating the efforts of all of the above, so as to actually feasibly be able to stand guard and stand defense for something that could be different, something that could be really based on the rights of humanity to end poverty, to end war, to end illiteracy, to end the colonization of the world, to end imperialism. This is what we really need to do. This is what we really need to see, because it is only through this active organizing, it is only through activity that we will really see a change. It is not through ideas, it is not through manifestos, it's not through articles or podcast episodes. It's through the activity, the habits, the behaviors, the practices, and the patterns of the populations of the world. This is the only way that change can and has ever been made. So, yeah, I mean, this is where we need to go with it. This is what we need to do. We need to struggle. We need to organize. We need to prepare ourselves. And we need to fight. Because if we don't fight, we're just going to see these things that we can all clearly recognize are bad begin to worsen and come to a point where climate change, where suffering and poverty, diseases, unemployment, houselessness, and war will advance to such a stage that humanity might cease to exist. And we cannot allow that to happen, because it won't be a snap of the fingers. It won't be a magic, moment where now everything shifts to black. It will be a slow crawling death, similar to what we're experiencing today, that will affect the most oppressed, the most impoverished, the most vulnerable, even more than it already is today. And if you're willing to allow that, you are no friend of mine. All power to the people.